Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guests right now are Shit Girls Say authors Kyle Humphrey and Graydon Shepherd. This book is a spot-on parody of all the shit girls find themselves saying. Hi, guys.
Hello.
It's a treat to meet you.
You as well.
Nice to meet you.
Few people would expect that the wildly popular Shit Girls Say Twitter feed is actually written by two men. What drew you both to start it, and where do you find your inspiration for the daily female catchphrases?
Well, we actually were sitting on the couch one day, and one of us asked the other to, could you pass me that blanket? And for some reason, it struck us as something kind of girly to say, and we started thinking about why that was and what that meant to have a phrase be gendered, and then all of a sudden, they started rolling off our tongues, and we grew up with sisters and mother. We both had single moms. Our dads were around, but our moms raised us, and so we just had a lot of strong women in our lives that we could quote. And it, yeah.
Shit Girls Say became an internet sensation almost overnight. I think you guys were sort of, it was Perez Hilton who kind of gave you a nod. What was that like for you?
It was crazy. We never expected it to take off in the way that it did. It just really blew up overnight. I think we had something like 1 million views on YouTube in a 24-hour period. So that
was 2, wasn't it? 2 million.
2 million?
2 million in one day.
So, yeah, crazy. Yeah. Either way, yeah. It was great, though. Yeah. It was a very nice surprise.
Yeah.
And you've had a lot of imitators, too. I mean, I think this is like shit that librarians say. And
I think there's 700 or so now imitators at last count. There's a website that actually is dedicated to collecting them. So they have about 700 collected right now that we know about.
That's a riot. So since the Twitter feed went viral, you've been featured in all kinds of media outlets such as the Today Show, the Los Angeles Times, Globe and Mail, and many others. What's all the media attention been like for you?
It's been great. We got to meet Brian Williams and do an interview with him, so that was amazing.
I think the most surreal thing was having Kathy Lee Gifford say our names.
that was really funny.
It was very busy at first, and you know, it was all good, like really interesting conversations and discussions, but also just really fun to be able to talk to all those people out of nowhere. It was like winning the lottery. It was very fun.
Your upcoming book, Shit Girls Say, integrates the catchphrases in a sort of pictorial scenescapes. So how did you come up with the idea to transform, you know, the Twitter feed into a book?
Well, I think we were conscious of other Twitter's feeds that became books, and we didn't want to just plop words on a page and just transfer it onto a book, especially because it's something that you can just get for free on the internet. So we wanted to make it something special and fun and funny and something that we could be creative with.
Yeah, so not just new material, but also really something that you want to pass around and you want to show your friends and that you want to have in your house that's almost an art piece the way we're doing it. So it's hopefully going to be very fun and colorful. And
how do your moms feel about this?
I think they're thrilled.
Yeah, they're really excited.
My mom, on the first like little bit, she would just call me about every 12 hours and just scream into the phone.
Yeah.
I'm so excited! That was pretty funny.
The actress Juliette Lewis actually is, she has a cameo in one of the videos. How did that come about?
She was one of our first like big celebrity followers, and we used to get emails every time we had a new follower. So when we saw that, we kind of freaked out. And and then one day she started messaging with us.
Yeah, we tweeted and she responded to a tweet, and then we started messaging because she turned out to be in Toronto shooting The Firm for NBC, and she was in Toronto, and we met up because we have mutual friends, and then we showed her the videos that we had made, and we shot a little extra couple hours with her and put her into another video. So, yeah.
Do you have other celebrities who are knocking down your door who wanted to star with you?
We don't kiss and tell. But I think the dream collaboration is Ryan Gosling.
Of course.
Or Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers, yeah.
So what's next for you two?
Well, this book is going to be our main focus for the next while. And then beyond that, oh, God, shopping, new dresses, maybe a haircut or dye. No, we have, my background is in film, and so I have other directing projects and other film writing ideas so and projects hopefully on the go. So that's potentially on the horizon.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us today, and I wish you all the best with Chick Girl Say.
Thank you very much. Thanks.